It's no secret that Hawaii needs more affordable housing, including affordable rentals. But getting that housing built has proved difficult for local policymakers. In recent years, expensive luxury condos have been the preferred choice for developers. Urban Honolulu is full of middle-class apartment buildings, and most were built decades ago. A new initiative from Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell and Councilmember Kim Pine aims to change that. HPR's Ryan Finnerty explains how.
It's a pretty simple economic problem. When demand for something exceeds supply, the price goes up. That's the situation on Oahu, where the average price of a single-family home is more than $800,000. It's one of the chief problems confronting Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell.
Honolulu has changed dramatically, and demands have been incredible. And all of us are struggling with how do we build more true, affordable housing. Really, the big demand is in a rental housing component. There's right now demand for 25,000 units. And if we could even build enough to get to there, there's always more demand.
To bring down the cost of housing, Mayor Caldwell has committed to building more housing, the supply side of the problem. But the city is reliant on developers to do the building, and luxury condos are more profitable than affordable rentals. Caldwell outlined the challenge in the Honolulu neighborhood of Makiki.
How do we incentivize local landowners who own lots of 20,000 feet or lower? How do we incentivize local contractors but don't have as much opportunity when you're talking about these very large citywide high-rises? And how do we incentivize local financing? These giant projects that cost $300 and $400 million are financed in large part not by local lending institutions but offshore institutions. How do we help local landowners? How do we help local contractors? How do we help local folks who finance and build a product that's designed and built for local folks? And to keep the cost down around $225 per square foot. That is the magic number to incentivize true affordable rentals.
To encourage that kind of low-cost development, the mayor wants to use a combination of tax incentives and streamlined building standards.
Number one, it's only for lots that are 20,000 square feet or under. It provides great benefits in terms of minimum setbacks. You know, we have large setbacks. They're a lot less now. 10 feet for the front yard of a building, 5 feet for the side and rear, which allows more development, usable space to build more affordable rentals. The maximum building area is 80%, which allows more use of the lot. The height is 60 feet. The floor area ratio, which is about density, is 4, which is much higher than it is today. So it provides incentives where you can build more product on your land, get more rental income, and provide more rental housing. You don't have to worry about height setbacks, off-street parking, bicycle parking. It can be on-site. We're allowing parking in the side of the building and in the back. So we're allowing encroachment in that area for parking. But we're trying to address the cost factor. There's not going to be required elevators in this thing. It's going to be walk up one stairwell. All of these go into the cost of trying to keep it in the $225 square foot range. But we're also providing a 10-year real property tax exemption.
Honolulu City Councilmember Kimberly Pine also supports the bill. She says that development costs are too high for taxpayers to fund alone.
So we need partners in the private sector, and so without taxpayer costs, by giving more density and less setbacks to private developers who want to build these type of units, we'll be getting more affordable housing into the market a lot faster while also benefiting the economy here. We really cannot do this alone on Oahu. We really need every part of government as well as the private sector to be a part of solving the affordable housing crisis. The City Council was unanimously in support of this legislation when it went through the council, and so we'll have very robust discussions, but we will fast track this particular bill to ensure that we get affordable housing in the market a lot faster.
The proposal also has the support of developers like Derek Locke. He praised Caldwell and Pine for working with the private sector in crafting the program.
This was just a great collaboration with the mayor, DPP, City Council, and the private sector to create a bill that would benefit the small landowners. If you drive around the neighborhoods of Makiki and Mo'ili'ili, there's a lot of underutilized lots there with single-family homes, and the landowners are stuck. They can't rebuild through the current zoning code, through the current LUO, through the current building code. And this bill will give them the opportunity to do that. And it's a great opportunity for these people, and it's a great opportunity for renters who want to live in town or other apartment-zoned neighborhoods within the island.
Affordable housing developer Marshall Hung says the proposal will provide a great opportunity for landowners to reduce the cost of redeveloping.
The studies have shown that there are 3,000 apartment zone lots available that need to be taken down and rebuilt. There's a total of 6,000 of these lots. Half of them are probably available to take this opportunity, this five-year window.
Residents also have a big reason to support the bill, according to Honolulu Planning and Permitting Director Kathy Sokugawa.
Previous conversations about what is affordable, people balk at 15 years of affordability or even 30 years of affordability. This project will have 80% of its units affordable for the life of the building. That is a big gift. That is a big incentive for the community in terms of a stable housing supply.
The bill must first be reviewed by the Independent Honolulu Planning Commission before it can go before the City Council for a vote. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And that was the latest plan pitched by the city to offer developers incentives to build mid-rise rental buildings in areas zoned for apartments. It's part of a strategy to deal with the monster home trend that is some taking advantage of weak laws and poor enforcement to put up apartments in areas traditionally zoned for single-family homes.